92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
The guy on the phone for a second date update today described the woman that he went out with as exotic.
Whoa.
Which is impressive because every time I've tried to hound an exotic girl for a date, bouncers always kick me out. No matter what I say, no matter how much cash I have in my hand, they're always like, sir, you're bugging them. You have to leave. So very impressive, Mike. How'd you score a date with one of those exotic ladies?
Well, I mean, first of all, I think we're talking about two different exotics.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There's another definition of exotic?
Yeah. Try your alphabet, buddy. I think you flipped a couple of letters around. I think you're talking about erotic.
Oh.
But I digress.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad to know that you didn't pick her up by giving her dollar bills.
No, definitely not that.
Okay.
Right. Well, tell us about this exotic lady then. What's her name?
Oh, so her name's Olivia.
Okay.
Which is just beautiful how it rolls off the tongue automatically.
Oh.
She's from West Africa, right?
Nice.
Just a beautiful human being. She had dark olive skin. She had really pretty, I want to say hazel eyes, but they may have been green.
Oh, nice.
Long, straight hair. I mean, just gorgeous. She could have been a swimsuit model or something.
I feel like I'm attracted to her just by your description.
I'm kind of nervous to call her now.
Way out of our league.
And
and that's the thing. That's what I thought. I was like, this is completely out of my league. I'm second guessing myself, thinking of, you know, why me? And man, it was amazing.
That's
you know?
So cute.
Where'd you meet her?
We met online. I didn't, you know, I was very honest about who I was, how I looked, and all that good stuff. And she was obviously very honest about how she looked and all that good stuff. And that's what shocked me.
Okay. And how was the date? What'd you guys do?
We went to dinner, first of all.
Okay.
And the date was just, I would describe it as awkward.
Awkward?
On my part. Yeah, because I don't know if maybe I was nervous. I don't know. I was trying to impress her because I've never went out with anyone from a different country, you know?
And that's
so did you, like, download Rosetta Stone and try to learn a lewd language?
No, I didn't do that, but I probably should have. That probably would have helped me out.
Sometimes it's a bad thing when a guy's trying to impress a woman. What did you do? Did you go over the top?
I thought I took her to, you know, a restaurant that was, like, familiar with her country in Africa. I took her to a Mediterranean restaurant, right?
You hear what you just said, right? To her country in Africa, and I took her to a Mediterranean restaurant.
Right. I don't know what I was thinking. I was thinking that was the most exotic thing I've ever, you know, done before.
Like,
does this remind you of your homeland? She's like, not at all,
this
actually.
Is a
yeah.
Right.
So wait, did you sell it as like, here's your native food?
Yeah, welcome home.
Nah, I mean, you look, I probably should have did a little bit more research on my part.
Yeah.
And looked on a map and seen how close it was, but she informed me that it wasn't close at all.
Yeah.
All right, so strike number one right there, confusing African food with Mediterranean food.
Was there more than that? Because that seems like a lot to me already.
You know, I mean, when you think of Africa, you automatically, at least for me, I think of animals. So, you know, I know here in the States, you know, our animals, we have pet dogs, pet cats, and things like that. So I didn't know if she had like a pet lion or lemur or monkey. I didn't know. So I'm asking her about different types of animals and species that in her neighborhood.
In her neighborhood.
Like, what's running around your neighborhood? There's lions next door and things like that.
Right. You know, any zebra stories you want to talk about, or, you know, we got stray dogs here, but, you know, I don't know. I'm just.
Okay.
You know, like, she could have lived in a city, not necessarily in a village, rurally.
So, again, I understand that. I'm just trying to get to know her. I did not know. You know, you guys are telling me things that could have been useful yesterday. You know, I get it. And as a matter of fact, she did actually tell me she lived in a city and nowhere near animals. So I felt really stupid after that.
How did everything end with her?
I guess this was the more awkward part for me because I did not know how to end it. Do I end it with a hug, a handshake, a bow, a rose? I don't know. So I just gave her the deuces. I waved goodbye and
yeah. All right. So instead of going in for a hug or a kiss or whatever, you're just like, all right, peace. I'll see you later.
look, though, my whole point is I didn't want to offend her, right? And so out of all those options that sound good and are familiar for me, I felt that was the safest way.
All right.
Or you could have just done what every man should do, like, hey, I don't know if you're comfortable with this, but I would like to kiss you.
Again, that could have been helpful and useful for me yesterday, but it didn't work out.
All right, well, it sounds like
you were just really nervous and overcompensating and kind of ruined everything.
You know, and I feel bad about it, and I thought about it as on my drive home, and, you know, the next day, and I'm like, you know, let me just reach out to her. Send a text message. Let me call, and just I'm getting nothing.
You're getting nothing. Yeah,
and so that's why I need some help. Like, she's not responding to any of my text messages, you know, my phone calls or anything. And right. Actually, and her profile still says that she's dating. So,
well, that's good.
Not really. Not good for me. Yeah. Means that she's still on the market.
That is true. All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update. All right?
All right.
All right, man. Hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
If you missed the first part of today's second date update, Mike is on the phone, and he wants to get in touch with a girl named Olivia. He met her online. She's from Africa, apparently, and he was, like, really interested in that. And I wanted to show her how he understands, you know, exotic world culture. So he thought he'd take her to a restaurant that was really close to Africa and took her to a Mediterranean restaurant. And that was the first fail.
It's right next door to West Africa.
And he also spent the time asking about what animals she had running about her neighborhood, like lions and gazelle and monkeys or whatever. She was like, I lived in a city. There were no animals running around. The only thing that could have made his date worse was if at the end of it he invited her back to his place to watch The Lion King or something. Can we go? Let's go watch a documentary on your country. Mike, why didn't you pull that move?
I don't know.
Didn't think of it.
Is that a pretty proper recap of your first date? Oh, I should also mention at the end of the date, Mike didn't want to offend her by going in for a kiss or a hug because he didn't know her customs. Mm-hmm. So instead, he just waved at her and said bye and walked off.
True story, man. Yeah.
I will say, I'm sure she thinks you're dumb, but I don't know. You met well. She's got to see that.
That's what I'm hoping. But as I, you know, again, as I thought about it, I was pretty stupid.
Okay, well, if we can at least just get her on the phone so you can be like, look, I know I was kind of an idiot. Can I have another shot?
Yeah. Well, look, I appreciate you guys helping me out. And this can really, let's see how it goes.
All right, let's do it. Man. I'm going to dial her phone number right now, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Olivia?
This is she.
Hi, Olivia. How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Hi.
Hi. Any idea who I am?
I have no idea.
Okay.
All right, well.
Good start.
My name is Jubal. I host a radio show called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. And we actually got an email about you from one of our listeners.
Okay.
It's a guy that you went out on a date with, and now you're not calling him back.
What?
Yes, it's a segment we do on our show called the Second Date Update. So you recently met a dude named Mike online, and you guys went out on a date.
Yeah.
Okay, and Mike emailed us because he's wondering why you won't answer his phone calls.
Oh, my God.
I know. He had some lovely things to say about you.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Say nice things?
Yeah. He said some nice things about you. Did you not like Mike?
Well, it's not that I didn't like him. It's just that there were some very weird things happening. He was saying some very awkward things.
Yeah. He told us about your date, actually. We talked to him. And he says that he thinks he made a fool of himself in trying to ask about where you're from. You're from Africa, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
I'm from West Africa.
From West Africa, okay. And he said that he took you to a Mediterranean restaurant because for some reason he thought that would be food that you were used to.
Yeah, that was one of the weirdest things, too. It's like, I didn't understand why.
Yeah.
I know. He might as well have taken you to, like, Chinese or Mexican food
totally.
At that point.
Pretty much. Like, that made no sense.
And then he also told us how he spent the time asking you really dumb questions about where you're from. Like, hey, were there lions just running around everywhere?
Yeah, that one in particular. He even asked me if I had a pet giraffe.
What?
I was like, what?
He asked if you had a pet giraffe?
Yeah, he wanted to know where in the house we kept it.
He left that part out of his story.
Oh, my God.
So not only did he not know where West Africa was, he's not even really sure how giraffes work, it sounds like to me.
He probably thought I had a leash for it. I don't think there's a leash big enough for an animal that big.
Yeah, you take your giraffe on a walk every day.
I probably think I walk with it around the neighborhood every day.
So is that the reason you didn't want to call Mike back, because he's a little ignorant about the world?
Yeah. He wasn't that bad. I think he just didn't know a lot about where I was from.
Yeah, obviously.
I think he was trying really hard to tell me that he didn't know some.
Yeah.
And it all came out wrong. He didn't mean, I don't think he meant anything bad by it.
You appreciate the effort and the interest level that you had.
Absolutely. Okay. I think he was trying.
Okay, so why not try to go out with him again? Maybe educate him a little more.
I don't think he's that interested in me, romantically at least.
You don't think he's interested in you?
I don't think so, because something weird happened when the date ended. It was actually a little let down there. I thought he went well, and I was expecting a little kiss there.
Wow, so he could have kissed you. You would have... All right.
I think I gave him a signal, but I don't think he saw it.
Yeah, I don't think he would recognize a signal. I don't think so. No.
He's dense.
He just walked away from the date, but he actually liked you.
Really?
Yeah.
I know, right?
I'm surprised that he still wants to give me another shot.
Why do you think he kept calling you after you guys went out?
That's a good point.
Well, while we were on the date, he kept on talking about his brother dating exotic girls. And he just kept bringing it up. So I'm thinking that's probably why he keeps calling.
Wait, so you think that he's trying to set you up with his brother?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't want to kiss me.
Right?
Oh, no.
And he spent the whole night talking about his brother.
All right.
I could see where you would come to that conclusion.
Yeah, that would make sense if you were out with someone and they're like, dude, my brother would love you. And then at the end of the date, they don't even try to hug you or kiss you. They just wave at you bye. I could see how you would think that.
Exactly my point. If you talk to him, tell him I'm not interested in his brother.
Well, how about this? How about you talk to him? Because he's actually on the other line listening to this conversation and wants to talk to you.
What?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mike, you there?
Hey, Olivia, what's up? This is Mike.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. What? I can't believe this.
How's it going?
I cannot believe you are on the phone.
I can't believe you thought I was trying to set you up with my brother.
I mean, that's all you talked about.
That doesn't mean I'm trying to hook you up with him. I'm on a date with you.
Well, what's the goal to think when I don't get a kiss at the end of the date?
Well, there's a perfectly good explanation for that. I did not know what to do in that moment. So I just did the best thing I thought of.
What do you mean you didn't know what to do? I thought we had a fun date. I mean, aren't you attracted to me?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm absolutely attracted to you. I just didn't... Honestly, I didn't want to offend you. That's all I have. I didn't want to offend you. I didn't know if I, you know, in your culture, if it would be considered improper to just lean over and just kiss you at
the
end
of the day. Mike, come on. Really?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You're from somewhere else. I'm trying to learn about you. I probably should have did more research.
I'm sure.
I'm drowning here, guys. Help me.
I'm sure a kiss is pretty universal in any culture.
Yeah, and not only that, but she's on the same dating website that you're on. Like, she's probably pretty accustomed to how American dudes date.
Yeah.
I mean, Mike, I've lived in the States for a few years now, you know?
She knows what's up, man.
Yeah.
So, again, guys, this would have been great information to know before our date.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Mike. I'm sorry we didn't have this conversation before you went out with Olivia so we could have helped you out.
There you go. Share the blame with me. Thank you. That's what I needed. There
so, Olivia, let me ask you this. It's okay in your custom to kiss somebody at the end of a date.
I'm different. I live in America now, so I'm more like Americanized.
Okay, well, then how would you like to go on a second date with Mike? We will pay for it, and then maybe you guys can actually kiss after.
Mike, this is your shot. Let her know that you're actually interested. Share some of the wonderful things you said about her to us.
Olivia, I cannot stop talking about you. I said your accent was absolutely amazing and sexy. You were beautiful. Your skin was I just loved it, and the way your hair flowed.
Okay, keep going. Why?
Yeah, why are you stopping, Mike? Come on, that's it? That's all you got?
Keep going, what else?
I mean, you were smart, you were funny, and I'm more interested than my brother in you.
All right, that seems to clarify things a little bit.
Okay, so Olivia, would you like to go out on a second date with Mike? We will pay for it.
You know, Mike is not as bad as I thought he was. After all he said, I think maybe yes. I think I would like to. If you guys are paying for it, why not give Mike another shot?
Yeah, you'll do it.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations, Mike. You got your second date.
Yes. Thank you guys so much. Awesome. Oh, my God. Thank you, Olivia. And I will not let you down this time.
I'm looking forward to our second date.
And Olivia, I will make up for Mike's mistake. You know, we took you to that Mediterranean place.
Yeah.
I know a place that will remind you of home. It's a great Vietnamese restaurant. You're going to love it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't wait.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Somebody just texted in at 78592, said that was the cutest second date update ever.
Really. It was kind of cute.
If you missed it, Mike wanted to call Olivia. She wasn't calling him back after they went on a date. He thought he screwed up because Mike is not very schooled on the ways of the world. And she's from Africa, so he took her to Mediterranean food. Because that was the most exotic thing he could think of.
What?
And then he didn't kiss her at the end of the date, didn't really know how to act, what her customs were, and all that. Then we got her on the phone and found out why she wasn't calling back. It's because she thought that Mike was trying to set her up with his brother. Because the whole time he just talked about how much his brother loved exotic women, and then he didn't kiss her at the end of the date. So she's like, okay, clearly he just wanted to go out with me so he could set me up with his bro.
Yeah, I would have thought the same thing. Yeah. I don't think that is a miscommunication of cultures. That's just Mike being an idiot.
Yep, so Mike was kind of an idiot. He admitted it to her, and she actually agreed to go on a second date.
Good.
So see, they're not all failures.
Yeah.
Until their next date, and then that's a failure. But at least right now, it's all good.
He's going to do so much Wikipedia-ing on West Africa. It's ridiculous.
Remember, if you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email the show, and we will call the person who didn't call you back.
Moving 92.5.